Well, Brendan and Martin, we're down to the last eight. First of all, I suppose any surprises? You have Guido, you have Kilcar, St Junans, Niamh Connell, Glenfinn, Bundoran.
No, Tom, I don't think there's any major surprises as such. Like, you know, at the outset of the championship, I think everyone would have fancied Kilcar, Niamh Connell, Guido, and St Junans to come through. So I suppose you're looking at the other four teams, you know, as the kind of boys that need to come up with something in the last eight in the quarterfinals to upset the apple cart in that respect. But, you know, the groups went along expected lines. I think we would nearly call most of them. I suppose the only surprise is maybe that Glenswilly aren't in the last eight. People might have expected Glenswilly, but their championship was seriously upended the day Four Masters turned them over by 11 points. So, you know, that aside, you're basically looking at the teams that you would expect it to be here. Okay, Milford, not many people would have said that they would make a last eight, but the way the
certainly
group
not them, topping the group,
anyway. Certainly not topping the group, no. But just the way the group fell for them and the fixtures and that, and you know, you go back then to the Niamh Connell group in Killybegs after the first day. Not many may have expected Killybegs to go through, but they had two home games, and that really, I suppose, they were setting themselves up. I thought they played very poorly, to be honest with you, against Niamh Connell that day. Niamh Connell didn't move out of second gear to really beat them and bet them comprehensively. It was a couple of late scores that put a bit of a gloss in the scoreline. But, you know, they got through against against McCool's. Again, somewhat fortunate, you know, a couple of goals that were, you know, came from kickouts, and, you know, it shows the importance of kickouts in the modern game too. But it really was the turning of that game. And then they had enough to get through Dunlow the last day. So, listen, we're left with four quarterfinals at this stage now. The four, what you would call, big guns have been kept apart. And that was the big talking point after the draw last Sunday evening. So you really have the possibility of the top four seeded teams going into the semi-finals, and that's what people would expect at the start of the weekend. But listen, there's still all to play for, and some of these, you know, Milford, Bundoran, Glenfinn, Killybegs will like to have their say before the weekend is out.
Just as well, Martin. I thought the preview was ended there already. we had to predict. We look taking the first games, St Junans and Milford on Saturday evening in McCool Park.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, Junans going in, Tom, as a strong favourite. You know, coming in second in their group, and of course they're meeting a winner from another group, Milford, and I suppose Milford probably drew the short straw as such. You know. I mean, that, you know, they would have taken any other option but Unions. But you know what? Like, they're back in the senior championship, first time. And, you know, last year was the first time in 25, 26 years. Last year, they had a poor championship. They didn't win a game at all. They had a good league last year. They've done the opposite this year. They've had a poor league. And now they're sitting in the quarter final of the championship. But it's a big day for them. Games out live on TV, which is great for all fans of the four teams down the country or away or anything. It's going to be a big day. They need everybody to step up. You know, of course, they know what's ahead of them. Unions, you know, are, as I say, that they've battled hard against Michaels, Gidor. You know, obviously they had it fairly easy against Ardra. But I suppose the big thing, you know, even in the victory against Ardra, is that some teams or some people can say that, you know, maybe they're slow to kind of to get going, even against Ardra, you know, and finish them off. That, you know, the likes of Kilcar, Michaels, and that maybe would be more clinical, you know, in that position as such, you know. But Unions are quite happy. You know, I'm sure if they had a pick of it, they'd take Milford, with, and that's no disrespect to Milford, you know. But it's going to be an entertaining game, and, you know, it won't be that straightforward. I don't think Tom Milford will put it up to them, but as for how long, you know, with Niall O'Donnell, the way he's playing, scored 7 points again the last day against Michaels. You know, with him on fire at the minute, he's going to be hard to mark, you know. Milford's, people can say they're in bonus territory, but at the end of the day, they're sitting in a quarter final. It's head-to-head, and one team has to go through, so Milford will go for it. And, you know, they may fall short, as I say, but, you know, you do expect Unions to get the victory, but, you know, it will not be all their own way, Tom, I don't think.
Brendan, how do you see it?
Yeah, listen, you can't disagree with anything that Martin has referred to there. You know, I suppose Milford,
you can if you want to, you know.
I know I can, but, you know, you have to give great credit to Milford. You know, a club formed in 1983. You know, they've had tough enough times down there. They've progressed this year. They've done really well to come out of their group and to get to a quarter final. So I'm sure there'll be a massive buzz around Milford around this game. I suppose what's crucial for Milford is I think Luke Barrett picked up a bit of a hamstring twinge late in the game last week, and it'll be very important that they've everyone available. And so it's important, obviously, that he's a big player for them, that he's back. If Chippy at centre forward and the brother or Kane at full forward, so them three players are going to be key for them. Another player, Colin McGettigan, you know, really, you know, was their top scorer through the league last year and this year. And if Unions defend with discipline and not give away a freeze, they should be okay. But if Unions aren't disciplined in the defence, Colin McGettigan is capable of punishing them because he's a very good free taker. So listen, it's Unions came through against St. Michael's last weekend down the bridge. Now, they were somewhat fortunate in that it took old-timer Conal Dunn to come on and kick a great score. Like, he did really well. He got out in front, won the ball, bet his man and put it over the bar the last, you know, when it was really needed, and he showed a lot of experience to do that. But my concern is for Unions isn't defensively, it's their attacking options. And I think the loss of Rory Carr is going to be key there, because at the minute they don't look to have a fulcrum to their attack. And Rory Carr gave them that in the first 20 minutes, so that, you know, you're looking at even the likes of, you know, James Kelly played a lot of his football in defence at underage. You're looking at Eamon Doherty has been named attack, and then they're bringing in substitutes like, you know, Peter McNiff is a defender, but he's been brought in as an attacker. Eamon Doherty has kind of been named as a wing forward, but he's doing a marking job most days, like, so, you know, I wouldn't be so concerned about that. So, listen, Unions need to approach the game as they would approach it as if they were playing Naomh Connell or any of these teams, because any complacency and Milford get their game in action, they could put it really up to Unions tomorrow.
You mentioned the loss of Rory Carr. What about Rory Kavanagh, the defence? Does it affect the balance of it?
I think it does. Now, I think, as I said, Unions have a lot of defenders and a lot of top quality defenders, but I thought Rory Kavanagh was playing really well last week, you know, and particularly in the second half. When he was needed, he won a few crucial balls that put them on the way forward as such. So Rory, for his leadership, his experience, obviously is a massive loss. Like, and Rory will be disappointed with himself for getting sent off. You know, it was, you know, I won't say it was uncharacteristic, but it was unnecessary. Like, and it'll be key that, you know, that if Unions get over this game on Sunday, that they have him back. But he's going to be a big loss, and I'm sure that everyone in Milford will be glad that he's not there, because he's a highly respected player around the county. And when opposing teams are assessing Unions, the first man that they will look to is Rory Kavanagh. So the fact that he's not there gives them one less problem.
And moving to the second game in McCool Park, that's Kilcar, the league champions, and many people's favourites for the championship. I know Guidora are the reigning champions, and they're going to have a say on it. They're taking on Killybegs, who have come up from Division 2.
Yeah, and you know, Kilcar, favourites for the championship. Maybe surprisingly hot favourites when you consider, you know, that Guidora went on and won an Ulster Club Championship last year. But Kilcar have sailed through the league, and they've really developed, you know, you feel, I'm looking at Kilcar, you know, team over the last number of years, and they've strengthened all areas, and they proved that by winning the league this year, essentially without Patrick McBrearty, Ryan McHugh, Owen McHugh, you know, and they've done really well to do that. But if you look at the Kilcar team, they're strengthened depth the whole way through. You know, you have the three McHughs, the two McBrearties, Kieran McGinley, who's a massive player for them in the middle of the park. And, you know, they have so many options, but it's not only that, it's the two McLeans, Matthew and Andrew McLean, Connor Dock. They have so many good players around the field. Now, they have come comfortably through the league, come comfortably through the championship group stages, and they haven't really been tested. Are Killybegs in a position to test them? That's the question that needs to be answered. I've seen Killybegs play a couple of times in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, if you go back to the first game against Naomh Connell, they didn't play well that day. And I think they'd be honest enough to say that themselves. You know, Naomh Connell won that day without moving out of second gear, I felt. But then I suppose Killybegs were looking at the fact that they had two home games against McCool's and Dunloe, and they got through against them, albeit somewhat lucky against, you know, McCool's the day, because it was two goalkeeping mistakes that, you know, really set them up that day. But they're led by Huey McFadden. I like this young Jack McSharry lad too. You know, he's a good player. He looks to have a bit of quality about him. The loss of Owen Bann is obviously massive. Like, they could do with Killybegs just having the luxury of not having that type of player. But, you know, they have some good young players coming through, but they are very young. There's 9 or 10 of them under 21, 22. So, you know, it's a big ask for them. They're in bonus territory where they're at the minute. You know, they'll be delighted after getting promoted from Division 2 into Division 1. But they'll also be, you know, delighted to have got to the last 8 of the championship. And one thing you can be sure, Rasdan and Rory Gallagher have them well wound up for this game on Sunday.
Martin, how do you see that one go?
Well, Tom, to be honest, it's hard to see anything but a Kilcare victory, you know. As Brendan said, Kilcare, you know, real good year, you know, in the league, gone through unbeaten. I mean, the three championship games they've played, they scored 7 goals and 54 points. I mean, that's colossal in three games. And I think that's the difference in Kilcare and probably other teams that are winning. Like, they're not just beating teams, they're kind of putting them out of sight nearly before half-time, which makes it, you know, very difficult for teams even to get going at all, you know. Kieran McGinley, as Brendan said, I mean, he's probably the best club midfielder, you know, in the county.
For a good few years.
I mean, and he's proved that, you know. He's been colossal. Now, he didn't play, of course, against Terman. Michael Higgerty didn't play against Terman. So whether they'll be back or not, it remains to be seen. But to be honest, I can't see it being hugely influential, even without Kieran or without Michael. I think Kilcare should be far too strong for Killybegs. You know, they're over-reliant, on Hugh McFadden, to be honest, at the minute. And as Brendan said, Owen Bann is just a huge loss to them, you know. They'll be over-reliant. You know, the likes of this weekend, they need the likes of Christopher Murren, Paul and Ryan Cunningham to step up, you know. But they're probably going to have to go defensive as such to an extent and try and kind of push out from there, because, you know, there's no way they're going to play toe-to-toe against Kilcare, because that'll only end up one way, you know. I know last year they played in the championship, I think there was 4 points in it at the end. Killybegs were at home to Kilcare in the group stage, and, you know, and the Kilcare came out on top in a real tough game. But I mean, that's home territory for Killybegs. Like, this is, you know, this is a different story, like neutral venue, and you can only see but Kilcare driving forward, you know, time after time, to be honest, Tom. And I really can't see how Killybegs can stop them. And, you know, and I know in a way people can say it's bonus territory for the likes of Killybegs, but Killybegs targeted their position in the quarter final. They targeted with their two home games against McCool's and Dunloe, and they proved that they're well capable as such of getting into the quarter final. They've done that, and of course they've nothing to lose, but they're there on a head to head, and they're going to go for it. Don't think they're going to be good enough, to be honest, Tom, but, you know, it's still a big day for them.